Good morning, dear listener. James here, sitting in my studio 10 to 10 on a Monday morning. I'm running through some archives, checking my emails. You can probably hear the DVD drive whirring away in the background. A very quick message for Mr. Simon Toon. That's paging Mr. Simon Toon. Clean up in aisle four, please. So, I was promising to answer a question, which I shamefully neglected to do in my previous audio boo, regarding the second or third best song of the 1980s. And it's a very tricky one to deal with because, like you, Simon, I was a major Pet Shop Boys fan. I also very much liked Erasure, and the kind of the electronica thing was always a real kind of buzz for me. Although they don't like the song, I would say It's a Sin rates right up there as pretty much one of the best pieces of pop music of the mid-80s. 1985 also begat a number of fantastic pieces of pop music. For example, Aha's Sun Always Shines on TV. That brings back so many memories for me. Money for Nothing by Dire Straits. Now, I heard that Mark Knopfler doesn't put any science into his guitar sounds. He just plays around with it until he goes, that sounds great. If I could make music like that with so little effort, well, I don't think I'd be sitting here recording this. I'd be playing my guitar as I did it, I suppose. Too many to choose from, I think, is the problem. Even down to Denise LaSalle's Don't Mess With My Toot Toot. Yes, that was a joke. Doesn't get played on Hearts these days. I'm wondering why that is. Well, I suppose if they can play Lady Gaga and the Weather Girls' It's Raining Men. Fortunately, not the Jerry Halliwell version. I think we're safe. So, in answer to the question, what's the number two or the number three? I wanted to leave some breathing space so there could be a little bit of changing around at the top. I mean, some of Nick Kershaw's stuff and Howard Jones. Howard Jones, What Is Love? Brilliant piece of music. And it's good even to this day. It's simply arranged. And that you can get the sort of the FM synthesis and the sounds to sound still so good and not sound empty or sort of muffled or anything is a testament to how long the songs lasted. And the fact that, let's face it, nobody's covered Howard Jones or Nick Kershaw or really Spandau Ballet says a lot for it. And Tears for Fears. No, it's just too hard to make a top 10 list. Maybe it'd be a top 10 compilation CD. Although, aren't you just limited by, 650 meg then? Maybe just stick MP3s on there. Anyway, the other thing was about glorified Grease Monkeys. Now, this is, a bit of an in-joke from my commercial radio days. It always used to be the case, and maybe it still is, that the IT guy and the IT directorate was also responsible for what we called bogs and boilers. I'm sure many of us have worked for companies where we've had not only to have to wire in computers and get the IP network set up, or in the good old days run BNC cable around the place, but also put phones in. And yes, hang on a minute, there's a stopcock loose in the downstairs in the basement that could do with it. You're technical, you can do that. Now, in the radio industry, there's one layer below that, which is the broadcast engineer. And so we used to call, because I was in the IT department and the broadcast engineers were separate from us, and we used to call them the Grease Monkeys because they were the ones who did, they were the ones we were waiting for someone to come and say, the toilet roll's run out, can you replace it, please? Because you don't have on-site of, obviously you get your cleaners in, but that's about the limit of it. And so broadcast engineers have always been known in sort of my social circle as Grease Monkeys. I now look after the IT team who looks after the kit that the Grease Monkey, the engineers, get in trouble for that, look, themselves do the sort of 24/7 support on. And so that's why I say I'm a glorified Grease Monkey, because I am, if you like, head chimp. I shall not stretch the allegory any further. It's a good job. It's a very stressful job because there just seems to be there's much more that can be done than there is time to do it. But let's face it, small bites are probably the best way to eat an elephant. Is that a saying? If not, it is now. And so, things. Right, I'm going to have more coffee because I'm not making any sense. It was lovely to hear. It's great to catch up with everybody's audio boos. I still listen religiously to almost all of them, except the ones about photography, for two reasons. One, it depresses me because I'm rubbish at it. And two, it'll go on a bit. More from me some other time. I won't say about my iPad favourite games because I haven't got an iPad. Signing off now, and have a lovely day. Bye-bye.